Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
Children won't benefit from what isn't authentic. See, they take in what they observe. Your mouth may be moving and sounds may be coming out, and they may include verses of scripture, but they're really not hearing a lot of that. What they're learning from is your life. If you talk to your young teenager who's just gotten his driver's license, the importance of driving a speed limit, and you speed,
duh,
not gonna get it. If you talk about loving the Lord so much that you decided that you were gonna turn down that job that offers a tremendous raise, but it would put your family in jeopardy, he learns from that when you sit around. They learn by watching. Kids are brilliant. Teenagers are just approaching genius when it comes to motive. They spot a phony a block away. Gilda Radner wrote a book shortly before her death called It's Always Something. Gilda Radner was Rosanna Dana in Saturday Night Live, to give you some idea of the depth of my literary interest. It's a fun book, and she tells a story about when she was a little girl, they had a little dog that somehow got in the way of the rotary motor on the lawnmower. Poof! Sort of cut his allowance off, you know, and didn't kill it, but sort of crippled it up. And so this dog, who happened to be carrying a litter of puppies, they were now faced with, the puppy's going to be okay and the dog going to be okay. And the vet checked her out and said, you know what, that was a bad blow. Oh, I meant to tell you that she started to walk a funny way. She kind of scooted, and then she'd hop. Then she'd scoot, and then she'd hop. And he said, you know, if that doesn't bother you, she'd still have these pups. And so Gilda says, sure enough, she had six little puppies. And by the time she weaned them, all the little puppies walked just like that. Isn't that a great story? Hey, that's the way mom walks. That's the way mom sits. Had an engineer tell me after one of our services that he worked for a time with IBM on a project, and the project went real bad. It was one of those settings. He said, we held a meeting, and our boss told the group, okay, everybody, it's now time to put the lipstick on the hog. Isn't that a great way to put it? Put lipstick on the hog. Don't go there. Too many kids having to live down the lipstick on the hog. Too many kids are going through the battle with the help of a therapist to figure out what is truth. Because they heard one thing, but the triangles weren't congruent when they watched a life. They don't benefit from what isn't authentic. In many ways, teenagers aren't demanding, they just ask for consistency. Or they turn you off.
Our kids watch us, don't they? They watch how we treat people. They see what we fill our minds with, the movies we watch and the books we read. They hear what we say about others. Parenting is a wake-up call. We don't have to be perfect, but we do need to be real with our kids, and our talk has to match our walk. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Final Words to Families Then and Now, was copyrighted in 2005, and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2010 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.